child, the drama. Richard lost another loved one. Plus, Catherine has cancer he hasn't found out yet. You guys pray for Richard. Plus, are Maggie and Jackson over? We've got all that coming up, plus news and special segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
My favorite.
Yeah, mine too.
Every time I hear it, I want to go and rewatch all the, right, the, first,
the
season.
First seasons. Yeah. Yes. And like we were saying off air, this episode kind felt like
Early Grace.
Early Grace.
Yes.
Early Grace. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
How are you guys doing tonight? So, first, I just want to start off by saying we apologize for last week. We had some technical difficulties. One of our fellow hosts stepped in for us to kind of give you guys a recap.
Yes. Yay, Brianna.
For last week. Yes. So, but we are here, Krista and I, and I am Elle Marie. And like I said, Krista is Krista.
Hey guys, I'm Krista, your host.
So we're going to get into everything that happened this week, but we just wanted to let you guys know we are, you know, things happen sometimes.
Yes, please forgive us.
Technology and everything, so that's what it was. But this week, we have a lot to talk about. Like I said, Richard lost someone else that was close to him. He was already struggling with Ollie's passing. So we're going to talk about that. Maggie and Jackson, plus we have some special segments and some news for you guys. So what were your overall feelings about this episode, Krista?
Yeah, like what we said earlier, it felt very Old Grizz. Mm-hmm. Like, I know we've had episodes so far that have felt where you really got the drama and it made you feel all the feelings. And tonight, it felt like that again. I felt a lot of feelings.
I did, too.
It was a sad storyline. There was a lot of emotions. Yes. A ton of emotions. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Yeah, like happy emotions, proud emotions, and then sad ones.
Yes.
Confusing ones.
All of the feelings.
Yeah, all of the feelings. They should title an episode that one. One episode.
All of the feelings?
All of the feelings.
If you're watching this, Writers
of Grey's Anatomy.
We got you.
So I want to kick it off with Jackson and Maggie. I think I'm probably happy about their little fight they're having. It's not even a little fight. It's a huge fight. I'm kind of happy about it because they opened up. Well, the show didn't open up this way, but like the second scene we see is them in the bed making out. Like, when have I not been excited to see Jackson without a shirt on?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was just like, well.
Yeah, I know. I was like, next.
Right?
It's also because just of course they're fighting again. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like, when he fights with other people, I want them to work it out. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like they have so many differences that this just keeps happening, and we always complain because we aren't getting a deeper connection from them, and we aren't given the time to, like, learn to love them as a couple. But it's because every time we get anything from them, they start fighting 2 seconds later, and I'm like, how am I supposed to like this couple?
It's like they don't really mesh well together.
No, they're kind of toxic.
Yeah, like, what are you guys feeling for each other? Because we don't see it. Like, aside of, like, okay, just not really liking them and not wanting it to work. Like you said, when we watch them, it's like you don't even really see, like, where this relationship could go. You don't get excited for them.
Saying.
Like, what are y'all doing?
I know. I really want, I try. I really do. I tried, same. You guys, and it's just.
Same. Sometimes I think
the writers
week,
don't want me to like them they together.
They don't, because. At first, okay, so, like I said, they're in bed together. They're both getting up to start their day. Jackson's phone is ringing like crazy. Maggie thought it was her phone. I don't know. People, I thought we had separate ringtones by now, but that's neither here nor there. So she thought it was her phone, so she picks it up, and she sees a text message from another woman, Kate, that says, I miss you, or did it just say miss you?
It was like, miss you, 3 emoji hearts.
Miss you, 3.
Yeah.
You see, I miss you, I think, is a little bit different. I think you could probably, I miss you.
That's true.
You might be able to take that and be like, okay, maybe they're just friends and they met, but
that's
miss
true.
You,
the I,
heart emoji,
yeah.
Heart emoji. Heart emoji?
Yeah. That's 3. That's not just one.
That's not just one.
That's a lot of heart emojis. Mm-hmm.
That's like when you write hey with all the extra Y's.
Which also, when you first got it, weren't you like, that is so not like Jackson.
Yeah.
I like immediately was like, there's no way he's like sleeping with another girl. I was like, would they really do that to my Jackson?
Know.
I didn't know what to think, but
he's on a different journey, so I didn't go away from it right away. I didn't. I was just like, Jackson.
It's true. I was just like, this is so out of character.
Yeah.
Is this for real right now?
What? But then to find out, okay, so technically they are just friends. Nothing happened, but the fact that he's opening up to someone else, to another woman, and he's still talking to her. So he met her, you know, like I said, on his journey.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
His spiritual journey or whatever, and he's having a conversation with her, and she's telling her things that he didn't tell Maggie, that he's not able to open up to Maggie about, which in that moment, maybe I can understand that moment, but you're continuing the relationship.
Yeah, at this point, it's an emotional connection, mm-hmm. and if anything, that might hurt me more.
Yes.
Like, it's one, like, yeah, I don't mm-hmm. want my boyfriend to cheat on me, but, never. Like, if you're going and talking to another woman mm-hmm. about things you can't talk to me mm-hmm. about... Yeah, I'm going to take that more personally.
Definitely. Yeah. It's funny. I was just having this conversation with my brother about cheating. I'm like, it's weird to have the conversation. Like, I'm not saying cheating is okay. But, like, I was giving an example. Like, let's say you're in a relationship and he has, like, vacation sex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe we can try to, like, work
like
past that.
Yeah, like, one time. Not that that's okay to do ever. But it's different,
it won't probably hurt as bad as me finding out you're actually entertaining someone else for months. They're getting to know you. You are connected with this person. That hurts.
Yeah.
Like,
it's the emotional aspect of it. Because that's, like, what you're supposed to have in your relationship. Yeah. And if you're, like, looking for that outside of the relationship, mm-hmm. first of all, that's the biggest issue right there, that he has to go and find this emotional attachment elsewhere because you're not giving it to him, mm-hmm. Maggie. So, like, open up.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Because at first, I see where they were both coming from, because at first, I was just on Maggie's side, like, Jackson, you're wrong.
Yeah.
You know, cut that out. That conversation was when you were on your journey. You're back home. You're with your girl. That person no longer exists to you. But then he started to open up about the fact that Maggie doesn't. And he's basically kind of said, like, I opened up to someone who I knew would open up to me.
Which in the entire time, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, you know, now that you say that, we always knew that Maggie was a little bit closed mm-hmm. off. But I'm like, Jackson is such an emotional, like, romantic, mm-hmm. and I feel like he hasn't been getting that from Maggie, so it's so weird to me that he's already throwing around the L word as casually as he did when he first said it. But I'm just like, you don't get that deep connection from her, so I just...
Like, that's what I was saying earlier, like, Jackson, how did you get that? How did you guys get to where you are?
Yeah, everyone in the chat, I just got the chat up, so it was...
Yay.
Yeah, I like Jaggy Intel. So some of the people that were on the Jaggy train are saying, yeah, Nevermore 667. I like Jaggy Intel this episode. Person Mike, J'April is endgame. We agree. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quintessential, too, said Jackson should have said that he doesn't think Maggie is open before he got emotionally connected to another woman. That's I like that point.
True, but at the same time, maybe he didn't notice how bad he was
until he went
like
off
missing it
on
or something
journey,
like that. Yeah.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying that it's okay, but sometimes it happens that way,
mm-hmm.
you know. Or
I know,
maybe he didn't realize he was that bothered by not having it.
It's definitely a conversation they should have had,
mm-hmm.
but I think you're right. Until he went off on this experience to like find himself, is when he really realized that he needed to be talking about these things.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with them.
And he's still talking to April.
I was kind of like, woo!
Yeah,
I can't
I like
see anything
it,
right
but
now,
I'm just
but...
like, ooh, Jackson.
Yeah, that one hurts,
when
too.
When you talk to April, it should be about Harriet. And that's
yeah,
it at this
also,
point.
Yeah, and also, is Harriet coming to visit?
Right? Like, where is his child?
Yeah. With her permanently?
Yeah, okay.
Question mark?
Hmm.
But yeah, that was quite the bombs that got dropped in that relationship mm-hmm. today.
And then once again, as like he called her out on leaving when things get tough, he tried to open up to her.
This part made me so mad. He, like, you guys had this nice conversation. Mm-hmm. You made him open up to you. You asked him to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does, and he tells you these things that you can tell are really hard for him to talk about mm-hmm. because he's, like, worried how it's going to affect her. And she mm-hmm. just gets up and walks away.
Yeah.
So at this point, it's not about how Maggie's going to take it. If I was Jackson, I'd be like, that's it. Like,
I'm just done.
Told you mm-hmm. that I can't handle
and
you
leaving.
And that's
tough because he's putting it out there. Not only that, like, he has to tell her how he kind of feels about April and what mm-hmm. he was going. Like, he said he was grieving basically the loss of their marriage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that, I understand, Maggie.
He deserves
Maggie. That's
to
tough
do that.
To,
yeah,
he definitely deserves to do that. When he said that, I was like, oh, he should be alone. He needs mm-hmm. some time to himself. But, and I know for Maggie, I understand that that's hard to hear.
Yeah.
But it was also hard for him to do, and for him to, you want that trust, because that's trust as well. You know, that he's able to be comfortable with you and trust you enough to tell you that information without you walking up and leaving.
No, and I agree.
And you did just that.
Alyssa Jones said it's a big no-no for him to be talking to another woman about her. Was he? Yeah, because when he was talking to the girl, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also an issue too, but. Yeah.
I mean, he was wrong.
Yeah.
But this is one of those situations where they were both wrong.
It takes two.
So if you got to that point, why did you get to that point?
And then, it takes two. Especially since they had the conversation. And like you said, it just ended with her. They were trying to work it through and she just left. Mm-hmm. Like she usually does. So it's, I don't know. How do you expect him to do it any differently in the future, Maggie?
Yeah. And now you just kind of broke that trust. He's not going to talk to you anymore. Because what's the point?
This relationship, guys. Dangerous.
We need to send Maggie some milk.
Right? Oh, yeah. And the fact that she was, like, imagining it ending before it even began. Okay, I'm done bashing on her.
But... Right? Bad trait?
No. Next.
Bad trait? Poor Jack. You know what? As I was writing my notes, like, on the board, I realized that everything that happened this episode is with, like, Richard and his family.
It is. Because we didn't even see, like... Yeah, did we see Wilson or anyone?
Not really, no.
No, it was literally just around them and Karasik. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, Meredith a little bit. But
like no Bailey?
So, no Bailey at all.
Interesting.
But so, yeah, it was kind of like
his
family unit. Because we're going to get to Richard in a second, but I'm thinking like Maggie may, you know, try to go to him for support. Mm. And he's all over the place emotionally. So this is a really tough time for them as a family. Because Catherine suspects that she has a tumor.
That was a jaw dropper.
Yeah, when they were, I was not expecting that. She's talking about, and they've done that before. Mm-hmm. Didn't they do it with Amelia or somebody?
Yeah,
like, they're describing a tumor, and then they're like, hey, it's me.
That was like, and the way they do it, remember like throwing it way back with, oh my God, brain. Oh my gosh, Izzy, back where she like had all the interns and she's like, find out what's wrong with this patient. And then they finally figure it out and she's like, it's me.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Like, why you gotta always do that to your fellow doctors and interns?
They wrote it so well, I wasn't even expecting that.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting Catherine to be like, oh, well, it's my tumor. It's like, wait, what?
I know, that was, especially since we know Richard's going through it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not gonna be good.
It's not gonna be good at all. And she didn't want to tell him yet. Which is understandable. Like she told Meredith, I'll tell him when it's something to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So like, why worry him? Because it's a possibility this tumor could be benign, and it's nothing.
But I like respect her, like thoughts and feelings on him not being able to handle it because he is going through it right now. But also, Avery's going through a lot right now, so this is going to be hard. I mean, and again, it's their life, and you have to give them the information, and they have to figure it out. But yikes!
Yeah,
if it can't. These people just catch a break.
Right? Because that's what I was thinking. And so as they're doing the biopsy to figure it out if it is cancerous or not, so Meredith kind of gives her a breakdown of the two types of cancer that it could be.
And neither sounded that fun.
Not at all. But one was a little bit more, you could cure more.
Yeah, one was a little more promising,
But of course, in Gray's fashion, they have to be so dramatic, and she had the one that was almost incurable.
Yeah.
Or if they were to operate on her as a possibility that she could
be paraplegic. Yeah. Which, I mean, I guess in that scenario, I'd want Meredith Gray and the team working on me, but. Also, these poor doctors.
I know, right? And then I started to feel for Catherine when she... because she walked up on Karasik when he was just, you know, kind of going through his thing once they found out that it was, you know, the worst cancer. He literally called it a beast. And she's, like, going through everything that she survived. And also, mentioning, like, so they're doing the name change of the building. So we saw, like, a few episodes back.
Yeah.
There was, like, their version of the Me Too movement with Harper Avery, so, you know, they decided to name the hospital after Catherine.
Yes.
Super cool. And then she's realizing, like, with this cancer, this could now become a memorial. Like, everything she's fought for, everything she's done in her life, and, like, she's always kind of been in the shadows. Mm-hmm. Well, her name has been in the shadow. She hasn't. You know what I mean? Like, she's been at the forefront, but she never really got that recognition. And now that she has
it. A huge moment for her.
Yeah. And it may not even last. Well, she may not even be able to really enjoy it. Yeah. That's so unfortunate.
Mikey Sorrentino in the chat said, why is it that every woman Richard Weber has been in love with has a deadly disease? Is he cursed or something? Not that funny, but oh. I can't help but laugh because it's true.
It's true.
But also, I'd like to just be like, you know, it's Grey's. Everyone has terrible luck in this show.
Yeah, because, I mean, look at Meredith.
But yeah, Richard hasn't had any luck in the lady department.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll pull off a miracle because that's Grey's fashion,
true.
Too.
Maybe they pull off miracles. Makes it through.
Yeah. Hopefully.
That's what we're going to go with, Mikey.
Because I also can't. Jackson, I'm going to cry like these are real people because Jackson can't go through that either.
No.
Like... Okay, Grace, I'm getting emotional. Don't do that to them.
Especially after the day Richard had.
Come on. Like, oh my gosh. Let's go ahead and get into him.
Richard.
So Richard and one of, I guess, maybe his favorite nurse.
I liked her.
I liked her, too. And it was funny because she's a new character.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not new to the hospital.
No, she, you know, obviously, I mean? Has this, yeah, deep connection, mm-hmm, with everyone in it, knows, yeah, all the inner workings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the way they wrote her character in it, because I've been watching Grey's since the beginning,
mm-hmm,
and it still made me feel like I knew her. Like, she, you know, yeah, what I mean? She's a part of the crew, but, like, they did it very well.
Like, joking with each other and being sarcastic, and she had, like, the crew... was very, like, early Grays with the like, mm-hmm, our OG interns, where, yeah, they'd all be, like, creeping outside a window. She literally had a flock of interns outside of her window at all times.
Yeah.
Or I'm assuming, nurses. Early nurses. Yeah. Like, they weren't... And then she had, like, the main OG nurses, mm-hmm, by her bedside. I was like, this girl is a boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved her attitude and her relationship with Weber, because, like, they... And their chemistry was good. Like, you believed it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean?
We could have a spinoff of, yeah, the nurses of Grey's Anatomy with this. We
that
really
would be Shonda. Give us our credit. Yeah. Well, Krista, her credit.
We like it, though. But no, yeah. I really liked her.
Yeah, I did, too. Grey's Anatomy. You guys really tugged at my emotional strings.
Yeah, this one was tough.
Because I didn't want her to die.
I know, me
and
either.
Then, you know, she's going through everything that she's going through, like she mentioned, you know, her life was supposed to be in, mm-hmm, order, find the husband, then have the baby. Husband doesn't come, you know, because it's 2018 and no one wants to be in the relationship anymore. But I mean, true. So she took it upon herself to have a baby. She still wanted to have a baby. I don't have a man, that's fine.
Yeah.
I still want to be a mother. So she goes through IVF. She spent, what did she say? $41,632.
On she spent my college tuition on a baby.
On a baby.
Yeah.
A miscarriage and 3 IVF treatments. That's a lot to go through.
That's insane. Yeah.
So she goes.
So a lot was riding on this.
Yeah, a lot, yeah, was riding on this. And she has a pain, and then Weber takes a look at her. Her spleen is, she has a wandering spleen.
Yeah, it's like floating around.
Yeah, and then I think it burst. And then it was like, we have to operate. But before that, she didn't want to operate because Weber wanted to operate right away.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, because she went through all of this. The cost of, you know, being able to have this baby. And it's like,
yeah,
it's too early because she was 28 weeks pregnant.
Which I respect that. But then totally. You put all this pressure on Weber to not do it. And then when he does do it,
mm-hmm,
is it like because he waited? You know, could he have, mm-hmm, avoided that? Because now he's going to be living with that too. Which isn't her fault at all.
Right.
She's scared.
Yeah.
But it's like, what a crappy position to put Weber in.
Mm-hmm.
I know. He's going to be like,
he's definitely going to think about that. Like, he should have followed his first mind and maybe been a little more pushy to kind of make her go through that. But at the same time, she's sitting there, like, as a mother, like, going through everything, like, I am not doing this because 28 weeks is pretty early.
Yeah.
So what, she had like about 3 months left?
Yeah, she had some time.
Yeah, so that's really early. So you can understand, like you said, like she said, I literally have all of my eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
And at her, she's pushing 40. So the position she was in, it's like, I don't want to risk it. It can fix itself sometimes. Let's just, mm-hmm, wait. But they waited, like you said, too long, and she bled out.
And they even made you seem like it was turning around. He's like, look, it corrected itself.
Not
the nurse handed him
good.
A cupcake. Grace.
Mm-hmm. But then...
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
Karev delivered the baby. And in this moment, I started thinking about Arizona.
Yeah, you called it.
Because I was like, wait, because Arizona would know how to deliver...
To take the baby out and put it back.
Yeah. But now that...
We can't
since
be Arizona.
We can't do that. Yeah, because she didn't make it. But before Frankie died in this episode, I was thinking that, like...
Mm-hmm.
Arizona. Yeah, you know what I mean? We could have gotten Arizona
on the
to do
phone.
That. Then I was like, well, why didn't she teach Jackson that method? You said he wasn't really taking to it. I mean, not Jackson. Avery.
Yeah, not I think Avery, it was just like maybe it was the circumstances you couldn't.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I was just really upset because I feel like if Arizona was there, if you guys didn't write her off, Grace,
she could have saved the mom and the baby. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm upset about that. But Little Pancake, as she nicknamed the baby.
I love that the nurses were still calling it Little Pancake.
Yeah, once he was born. Oh, he was so tiny. But with Frankie passing, that really affects Weber. And we see how that affected him.
He couldn't even call time of death.
He couldn't. He was so choked up. And even before that, like, when she was still alive, she called it. She was like, what's wrong with you? You're cranky. Like, and she's like, I know losing Ollie was hard. So she knows that he's still kind of going through that. He's still grieving himself with that. And then here comes someone else to grieve.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, your wife isn't around.
Because he hasn't been
going to meetings. He's trying to reach out and at least talk to his wife, and she's not available. And not that she's too busy for him, but because she's kind of going through her own thing, she doesn't want to talk to him. Because sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, if you do talk to the person, you have something to tell them. They really know you. He could sense that in her, possibly. Like, what's wrong with you?
And at first, too, in the beginning of the episode, in the last couple episodes, I've been like, oh, go home, Catherine. You know he hasn't been going to his meetings. And now that I know this has been going on with her, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
I can't feel, like, I don't even know who to be mad at.
Exactly. Oh, man. And so he goes to a meeting. And then there's this lady there. She's speaking. And she's talking about how she was, 4 years sober? And she lost her sobriety because there was a bar that would give people shots for their chips, which is horrible. Like, what kind of person would do that?
I don't know.
Like, sobriety is a huge thing because most people, if they've gotten to that point, they have probably lost their job. They may have lost their family. Like,
they probably have no money.
No money. Like, she said, she even in the thing, she was like, my last $4, and then, like, she spent that. I don't know. It's just crazy. Like, someone would do that. Like, to provoke someone to fall off the wagon and possibly get back into
that. You know who would do that? Someone who was on the sobriety train, failed, and then wants other people to fall down with him.
Yeah, because they're weak. So, Weber leaves the meeting while this lady is telling her story. So, I got a little bit nervous then. When I saw him leave, I'm like, no, Weber, you need to stay because you really need to handle this, your emotions right now. So he goes to the bar. He goes to find that bar.
Yeah.
And at first, I'm like, okay, well, maybe he's going to tell the man about himself. But then he gets 8 shots because he's been sober for 8 years. And I'm just like, it's a lot of shots. That'll take you under. I'm like, no, we're both like watching like, with anticipation. Like, no, Weber, please, like, don't. And I'm just, maybe he'll get up and leave. And I'm just really hoping that he does not take one of those shots. And he gets up, he kind of goes behind the bar, he sees a bat, and he starts trashing the place.
I was not expecting that, but I was like, I was so happy.
I was like, yes, get him. Because that's horrible. Like I said,
that is terrible.
Weber said it too, like, what kind of person are you? Who would do that?
He literally had a bowl full of sobriety chips. It's like, you disgusting human.
Totally. He was like, someone call the police. Weber, call them.
Yeah, I'll tell them what you've been doing here.
I was like, oh, Weber. But you saw that it was good for him, you know. Probably wasn't, like, the best thing to do, but you could see the release.
I agree. So,
you know what I mean? Like, he started smashing everything, and he even screamed out. So he definitely needed to kind of release everything he's been feeling and going through because he has been holding it
in. And in his mind, it was probably something he could fix.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he couldn't say Frankie and he can't make Catherine come back right this minute. So it was just like something he wanted to go solve and he could.
And he could.
There could have been other ways he could have done it, but, you know, I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Trash that bar.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I was so happy. I was like,
yes.
You know, I thought about, we should have had like some kind of song playing. Some like Bust Your Windows Out the Car or song or something like that. Like, while we talked about this part, because I was just like, yes, Weber, get him.
I know. But it doesn't end well for him, apparently.
Well, it doesn't. No. So,
Were we surprised he called Meredith instead of Maggie?
No.
No, I wasn't surprised, it's just like, you know.
And also, Maggie probably would have had so many questions. Yeah, wouldn't have known what to do. So many questions. Oh, my God. Panicking.
Like, do we think she's going to tell Catherine? No.
No. I think she's going to go get him first. Yeah,
God, why is everyone... Meredith's hearing all the secrets.
Yeah. Oh.
Poor girl.
Poor Meredith. I just, before this season ends, like, Meredith has to have her happy ending. Because we thought she had it.
Yeah.
And then they just took it away from her. So.
It looks like she might get some, we'll talk about it in prediction.
Oh, but, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, so not surprised that Richard called Meredith and said, I don't think she's going to tell Catherine, but, eventually, so she's going to go get him, I believe, and...
Bail him out, probably.
Bail him out, and then him and Catherine are going to have this conversation about, hey, I have a cancer.
Which, assuming he didn't answer because he was in jail.
Yeah, right? I have cancer, and, oh, well, I almost fell off the wagon. And
yeah, what are we but do I didn't. This? Just trashed a bar and racked up a pretty huge barbell.
Pretty huge.
Yeah.
Well. Ugh. Was it? That's all the odds of the stories.
It really is.
Yeah. Okay, so... Let's get into our special segment and find out who served the cure. Alrighty, so when we serve the cure, for those watching that don't know, this is our special segment where we pick our favorite moment or quote from one of the characters of this episode.
So, like, everyone in chat, if you want, feel free to let us know yours. I can read them out, too. But mine would be... There was so many this episode, but mine was, like, a funny one when Karasik and Meredith were on the plane, and he was just giving her crap, and she was like, if you knew my history with planes, you would not be making that joke.
Yeah.
It's like, it's true.
Yeah, very true.
Also, very true. I just enjoyed that.
That might enjoyed be, like, her lot. First plane ride that went well.
I know.
Like,
So that was my favorite.
Well, mine was when Meredith was talking to Catherine, because, once again, you know, Catherine didn't want to tell Weber about... her tumor, and Meredith said it's not your choice to make for him, and I like that because it's very true, and I think that that's a pet peeve I have is when people take someone else's choice away from them. You know what I mean?
Like, no,
it's
very, I agree. Like,
you didn't even give me the choice to be able to respond or react or anything or what I would do. You took that away from
me.
You know what I mean? So I like that. That was my I loved
I love that she even. Like mentioned, she's like, I don't know if he can handle this, but that's not our decision to like put on. You know, he needs to find out.
Yeah,
for
he
himself.
Needs to find out. Yeah, you have to tell him.
But Oh no.
No, go ahead.
Oh, Nevermore. Some people said what their best line was. Nevermore 667. Richard's speech to the bar owner. That's true. That was so good. Should have written that down. And then Prison Mike. Best line was definitely I'm grieving. It just brought back the entire J'April story as Major J'April Shipper. It really affected me. That was good. Yeah. I'm like grieving the loss of that because I needed that, you know? I knew he couldn't be entirely happy with that, you know? Just shoving them off into the sunset.
Oh, yeah. Not at all. Yeah.
Yeah. No, those are good. Thank you,
but,
guys.
But, yeah, for Jackson to actually say that and say that out loud. And because it seemed as if, you know, maybe...
He was hurting.
Yeah. But at one point it seemed like, okay, well, this is the best thing for us to do. Okay, fine. You know what I mean? And I'm happy for her. But then it's like, no, that was your wife.
Yeah, you need to grieve that.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't
your family...
Think, sometimes you, people don't realize gone. You do have to grieve relationships. Like, it is a loss. You know, it's...
especially
the person
one that
is
was
alive,
that long,
but
that's
and everything you've been through, two children, one, you know, that was able to make it, but you lost a child. That's something deep to go through. Not only that, like, just the whole situation, everything they've been through.
They've been through
relationships,
so much.
They are a loss, and you have to grieve them properly. So you don't bring your drama into the next relationship. Anybody else have any?
We got Sebastian. In my opinion, Stacy Orestano's character Frankie served the cure when she greeted Richard as chief and he told her he hadn't been chief for a while. She said something like, you'll always be chief to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was
Yeah, that
cute
was cute.
Too.
Yeah. And I think that in that moment, I think that's when it was like, oh, okay. I like
I
you
like
know what
her.
I mean? I like
yeah.
you. I'm connected
they
to
had
you.
A great
you've been
relationship,
there.
Yeah.
We don't know you, but you've been there.
You felt like
yeah.
you did.
Oh, that was nice.
Very nice.
Alrighty, so we have some news this week. Let's get
do.
Into our news.
Okay, let me whip up the article real
quick.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so apparently this was Krista Vernoff, which, hey, we got the same name. she's the executive producer of Grey's. She has been the entire time, so I'm sure you've seen her name before. This was her first episode she's ever directed for Grey's, was this one tonight, which it was a really great, almost pretty much brilliant episode. So, good for her. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting, especially since she's been there for, what, 15 seasons? Yeah. And this is when she finally decided to do it. But she talked about how she was really scared, and it was something she had been afraid to do for a while. And she finally took the leap of faith, and mm-hmm. she should be happy she and did.
Definitely, because look yes. at that. This was a wonderful episode.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, we talk about how long Grace has been running. You Forever. Know what I mean? And sometimes we're like, okay, it's the same recycled storyline. Mm-hmm. But she really tapped into, like we say, made us feel all the feelings and tapped in.
Yeah, she did good.
And
I mean, you're not a executive producer in Grey's Anatomy for 15 years and
right.
learn how not mm-hmm. learn how to do that. Mm-hmm. So good job.
Yeah. And that just shows, like, you know, you don't be afraid to try different things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, to take that leap of faith. I was going to say hop out there. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that was.
I know. And then
but
there
to
was
take
a,
that leap of faith.
Exactly. There was another writer, or another storyline. I didn't catch the writer's name, but I will find it and leave it in the comments. But apparently she loosely based the storyline off of her own bone cancer diagnosis.
Oh, wow.
The storyline with Catherine and her tumor. So that's where she got the inspiration for it.
Wow.
Which means she survived.
She survived.
So will Catherine. Yeah.
She has to, man. Like, like I said, Jackson and Weber, like, they can't take anymore.
Oh, no.
Whew. All right. Let's go ahead and get into our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ooh. Okay. I don't even know where to go. Okay. I think, so I guess from what we see in the previews for next week, I think things are finally going to come to a head with the little Meredith love triangle that she's got going on with Link
and DeLuca.
Just because they both are clearly crushing hard. Mm-hmm, and then we get that little scene where it looks like DeLuca's going in for the kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Does she do it? I don't know. I think, honestly, I'm kind of for that. Maybe for like a second, not long term.
Yeah.
But he'd be fun for her to like be a little bit careless for a second.
Yeah. And I think that's okay. You've been through a lot. As long as you're being responsible, you know your feelings. Because sometimes, you know, you want to, you get into like, oh, I'm just going to play.
Exactly. So, but it's just who does she pick? So I don't know if she's going to go with DeLuca or Lincoln.
Link seems more long term.
So maybe like, she like fools around with like, DeLuca and then she's like, Link,
and then
come
maybe,
on.
Like, let's try this for real. But I'm with you. I'm not mad at like. I'm looking at it in my brain right now, so that's why I'm stuttering, because I'm like, ooh, it's hot.
Yeah.
I like it, the way he rolled up on her, and I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, and then my other prediction is going to be Maggie's going to regret walking out, and she's going to come to realize what happened. But I think when she does, it's going to be Jackson's turn to be like, no, I got really emotional with you, and I, like, put myself out there, and you walked out for the 15th time.
Yeah.
And it's going to be his turn to be like, mm-mm, honey.
Yeah, bye, girl. Bye.
At least I hope, but we'll see.
I hope so, too, because if you are on, she's not right for him, at least not right now.
No.
And if you're trying to be on a spiritual journey and you're
him.
Getting, he needs to do him right now and realize, like, what works and what doesn't work in your life right now. Maggie doesn't work. Just as simple as that. Well, I think, like, I was kind of hinting on it when I was saying about Catherine and Weber, but I think they're going to kind of sit down and have a heart-to-heart, kind of be there for each other. I think that Catherine is going to be home more, to be around, because they now need each other's support.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she has to tell him this news. She has to be there for him and try to hold him up at the same time, hold him up so that he, in turn, is able to be able to support her. Isn't that crazy, though?
It is.
That's just how strong women are. Side note, anyway.
Yeah. we got some, I can quick read some predictions in the chat. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you guys have tons. Teddy needs to tell Owen about the baby next week. Well, we have a storm and they're all trapped in the hospital, so I'm sure that'll finally happen. That was Mikey's
I'm wondering,
swing,
like,
you know?
I was going to say that too. It's the fall finale, so I think they're going to drag that out until they come back.
Oh, those bastards. Mm-hmm. Or maybe what's going to happen is she's going to say it and then it's going to be like end scene.
Oh, yeah.
End episode.
We're waiting for Owen's reaction.
2 months, yeah. Oh, yeah, what else? We got Nevermore 667. I called it. Link's going to be Joe's person. Yeah, that's true.
True.
Yeah. And then a lot of people want Merluka to happen.
Yeah.
Prison Mike. yeah. We're here for it, too.
Yeah.
We're going to see. Not sure if we want it long term, but.
Yeah, no, not long term, but just have some fun. Take the ease off. These dates aren't really working out, you know, so. And sometimes it can maybe help her get back in the groove a little bit, you know? Maybe get her groove back. Alrighty, so like we said, next week is the fall finale. Sad. So we'll see if some of these predictions come true next week. Until then, I am Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
Hey guys, I'm Krista Flungy, and you can find me all over social media at Krista Flungy.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
For the fall finale.
Woohoo!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.